Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The left fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bobo Newsom. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. Tresh drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rogel out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Higgins moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Tebbets moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McCuskey. QL reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field. Cullenbine picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cullenbine. QL scores. Krivic moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel has Krivic trapped. There's the throw to Higgins, who tags Krivic for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Verdy Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Croucher hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. McCoskey moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill strikes out. Tresh drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Averill out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-2 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullen Bynes scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Croucher bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tebbets moves to third. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to second. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-3 in the game. Bijma bunts towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bijma for the out. Tresh moves to third. Steinbacher moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Tresh scores. Steinbacher moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Tigers. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive towards short. Croucher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tebbets is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Croucher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Newsom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Appling goes all the way around to score. McNair moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Al Benton now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Clint Brown. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. McNair scores. Tresh moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.